Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives with our readers. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you. And today we've got a wonderful guest, a travel writer and blogger herself, Jamie Rockers, a serial traveler who recently returned from a three-month trip through Africa that she details in her new book, Savannas and Sunsets, an African Overland Adventure, which is being published on Amazon.com. From staying in yurts with locals in Mongolia to traveling across Russia by train to living in Japan for 4 years, Jamie has seen over 50 countries, and today we'll be talking about how to let go and travel, that you can live the life to the fullest, even on a budget. So welcome, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Listen, my first question before we get into why people don't really travel more is, what the heck is a yurt?
Oh, a yurt. A yurt is, well, there's different names for it. Basically, it can also be called a gur tent. It's basically just a tent, but the people in Mongolia have these outfitted with furniture. I saw one with a TV. I mean, they've got the whole thing set up. So they're like tents that you live in, basically. So
right, so you're like camping. You're camping out there. So that's you must see so many interesting things like that. Totally different from what we have here in America, of course. But
right.
So why don't people travel more to get out there and experience this and absorb all these different cultures and ways of life?
Well, I think that the number one reason why people don't travel more is obviously because of work and finances. I mean, most people have to work to make money. That's true. But traveling does cost money, but I don't think it costs as much as everyone thinks it does. It just depends on what you can put up with. Sometimes, you know, you may be sleeping in a hostel with 10 other people, you know, instead of in a luxury five-star hotel, but it's just what you can put up with. But I do think there's ways to work around this. I have to work too, but I've just developed this into a kind of international lifestyle by taking short-term work contracts, doing working holidays abroad, and then taking extensive trips in between jobs as well. So I don't think you necessarily have to quit your job. However, some people may want to quit their job if they want to travel extensively, which can be quite scary. If that's something that somebody would have to do, I would recommend a working holiday. So I have worked in various countries as well, so that helps. And there's a lot of resources out there for people who are thinking of working abroad. I think most people think that it's really hard to do, but I think anyone can do it. And I think that I really do think that we have to fit travel in more with our lives because it does have a really valuable place. There's a couple other reasons as well why I don't think people travel more. I know the American culture especially, I don't think it promotes traveling compared to other cultures. Because we are a kind of workaholic culture. One thing that I noticed and admired about Europe and my travels through Europe is that I met so many people who were on their gap year holidays, and they would say to me, "Oh, we're on our gap year." And I would say, "Well, what's a gap year? You know, I don't understand." But basically, a gap year is a gap between when they graduate from high school and when they go to college. So they've actually been given a year to just go and explore the world, which I think is really, really amazing. And
that's really, really cool. I mean, before you get into the work career and so on, you have this time where you can go explore. And I'm sure that helps so much. And did you do that? I know that what first inspired you to travel?
Well, I actually first traveled I studied abroad in college. So I first studied abroad in Buenos Aires in Argentina, which was wonderful. And then I went to London as well. So that was kind of my first taste of adventure abroad. And from those experiences, it got me thinking about living in another country, And that question was on my mind, what would I do after I graduated? While I was in college, I remember attending a small seminar from a woman who had come to speak at my university about teaching in Japan. And just from listening, I knew I had to apply for it. I just happened mm-hmm. upon it. And it just somehow, I knew that it was for me. But at the time, I was working in the casting industry in Hollywood. I had been interning at Universal Pictures for about a year, and I was set to get into that industry and had been offered a job from a well-known casting director who at the time was working on a Universal movie. However, while I was considering his job offer, I applied to go to Japan. I unfortunately got put on the waiting list. So while I was trying to decide between the other job in the casting industry and whether to go to Japan, I got a call from the program coordinator saying, there's an opening, you've got until tomorrow to give me your answer. So you
followed your heart, right? Yes. You followed your heart, you got out there,
yeah.
and you started traveling. So you got the bug, right? You got the bug out
I
there in Argentina, and then you went to London, and then you spent your time in Japan. Now, for people that may not have, as you said, they don't feel like they have the luxury to do that. I mean, to just go off on, or maybe they don't have just the resourcefulness or the creativity, because I know that you do a lot of things when you're traveling to help you
right.
pay for, or barter, right? Barter services
right.
and barter for your stay. What would you recommend to people who do want to travel, who want to experience the world, yet don't feel like they can afford it? What are the options out there? One of my favorite things you were talking about was couch surfing.
Oh, yeah. Couch surfing is great. And I feel like not enough people know about it. Basically,
mm-hmm.
You literally sleep on people's couches, but there's a whole community. It's couchsurfing.org. There's a whole community of people who are literally offering up their couches to travelers. But it's not just considered like, oh, this is a free place to stay. It is all about cultural exchange. But I think that's a great way to get into the culture as well, especially if you're just traveling through quickly. Maybe you don't have the time or the resources to go live abroad. Well, you can stay with a local and see how they live. I've really learned about the way people live in different countries through couch surfing, and it really is a cultural exchange, and I've met some really great people through it.
Wow, I think that would be a fun. I mean,
yeah.
I think for some people that's probably scary. Hey, can I just stay on your couch? You know, in a random
yeah.
you know, foreign country to you,
right.
and then you're there. And I'm sure that people that are involved in these sorts of networks, you know, have background checks, and they're all vetted
yeah.
out, right? I mean, is there
a
risk with doing something like that, staying with random strangers in a foreign country?
Well, there's probably always a risk with everything, but
right.
with the couch surfing thing, they do have references. So the people who stayed there prior list their references on the person's profile. So
mm-hmm.
you can check out the person and what other people have said about them. And then they can also check that out about you. So if you're a rookie and you've never you've never couch surfed before, if you go to stay at someone's house, as the first time guest, you have to say, can you please leave me a positive reference? Because, you know, the more positive references you have, the better you look to a host and the better the host looks to you. So it goes
wow.
both ways, really.
So there's a whole underground kind of a thing, not
mm-hmm.
underground, but it's just
yeah.
an unknown. And that's really amazing. So I'm sure that you also share lots of other, tips and tricks. I was at your blog and I was reading some of your funny stories and adventures and experiences while you were in Japan, having to experiment with a newfangled translation machine,
oh,
which was a very funny story. So I invite everyone
mm-hmm.
To check out Jamie's website, of course, at jamierockers.com, which is just an awesome last name anyway. Fantastic. And if you just want to leave us with a little bit about your new book, I know you spent you spent 3 months in Africa. If you just want to, we have about 30 seconds or so left. Just want to tell us a little bit about the new book, Savannas and Sunsets, an African Overland Adventure. That will be great.
No problem. Well, Africa was always one of those places that, to me, it was something, a place that you went to as an already experienced travel. You'd traveled before, so I had kind of left Africa to the kind of like final destination. Not that I won't travel again, but it was kind of just hanging in the background waiting for me to explore. So, I went on an overland trip. I started in Kenya and finished in South Africa, and I spent about 3 months there. And 90% of it was camping. So that was the scariest part that I overcame.
Sure.
So yeah, but it was great. I really enjoyed it and I learned a lot and I really enjoyed writing about it.
Well, that's great. And I know that the book will be out soon, right?
Yes, it should be out this week on Amazon.
Oh, that's exciting. Great. So everyone, to find out more about Jamie Rockers, and she has so many stories and so much to share. We were talking beforehand that there's absolutely no way we could get in everything in 10 minutes. So if you want to learn more about Jamie Rockers, her travel photography, blogs, and again, that new book, Savannas and Sunsets, an African Overland Adventure, as well as upcoming books. I know she's got a couple more books coming out soon about other adventures. Please visit jamierockers.com. And Jamie is Jamie. Rockers is like, rocker and roller. jamierockers.com.
That's right.
And of course, you can also follow Jamie on Twitter at JL Rocker and visit her Savannas and Sunsets Facebook page for travel tips, news, and blog posts. So Jamie, thank you again for a fun, informative interview, and can't wait to hear all about your adventures in Africa.
No problem. Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.
Yes, you as well. And this podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.